Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Arei Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Nida. We're in the ninth parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Ish v'isha shasu tzarchem l'toch ha-seifel. What happens if you have a man and a woman, and they both used a toilet, right? And then what happens? V'nim sadam alamayim, and you find blood in the water, and you don't know if it came from the man or if it came from the woman. So Rabbi Yossi Matar, Rabbi Shem Matame. Rabbi Yossi says that the woman's going to be Tahora, and Rabbi Shem is going to say that she's going to be Tamea. Shein derech ha'ish lotzi dam, ela shaches kastam min ha'isha. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that what? The establishment, it's not a suffix as to whether it came from the man or the woman. More than likely, it came from the woman, and so therefore, it's going to be attributed more to her than to him. What happens if a woman lends her garment to a non-Jewish woman or to a nida? If it comes back and there's a stain there, the woman can say, listen, it came from the non-Jew or it came from the nida. What if you have three women who wore one garment or they sat on one bench? And then what happens? And then it turns out that there's blood on it. So kulan tameas, we assume they're all tamei. Yashua safsal shaleven oal itzavash shel machatz. If they sat in a stone bench or on the seat in a bathhouse, both of which are areas where you can't have, which are not mekabel tuma. So Reb Nechemia mitar. Reb Nechemia says it's going to be tor. Shai Reb Nechemia omer. Reb Nechemia used to say kol davar sheino mekabel tuma ino mekabel ksamim. If it's not mekabel tuma, it's not going to be able to get ksamim in the first place. This is a big, huge heter that gets utilized when we start dealing with issues of ksamim in Shulchan Aruch. And of course, we'll expand upon this and other things when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.